Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and I invite you to take a deep breath with me before we begin today's topic. My intention is to guide you through a meditation focused on a specific topic for each week, allowing you to explore the thoughts and the emotions that arise during your practice. Afterwards, I encourage you to take a moment to journal and to really process your insights. Today, we're going to explore the power of reframing, a concept that has been transformative in my own life and one that I learned during my professional coaching certification. Reframing is a tool that can help us see our thoughts and experiences from different perspectives, allowing us to shift our mindset into a more positive and constructive direction. Let's begin by finding a comfortable position, whether that's sitting down on a chair or on the ground, or just laying flat on your back. If you chose the variation of sitting upright, either on a chair or on the ground, have your back straight, your shoulders relaxed, and the crown of the head to the sky. With your hands, you can choose to place them wherever is most comfortable for you. Whether that's on your lap, on the side of you, maybe on your belly. Just really settling into the body. Now with this practice, if you're comfortable, you can choose to close your eyes. Otherwise, you can have a soft gaze, looking down not too far from you, maybe a foot away. Now begin to take some inhales and exhales in and out of the nostrils. Feel the rise and the fall of your chest, the natural rhythm of your breathing. And just in this moment, we're just breathing. You don't have to change the pace of your breathing. Just simply inhale and exhale in and out of the nose. Now transitioning into a brief breathing exercise where we inhale through the nose for 4 seconds. We're going to hold our breath for another 4 seconds, and then we're going to release out the mouth in 6 seconds. And so we're going to do this 3 times. In through the nose at 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Twice more. In through the nose at 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath at 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through the mouth at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's do that once more. In through the nose at 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath at 2, 3, 4. Exhale through the mouth at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now just returning back to the breath. As you're taking inhales and exhales in and out of the nostrils, I encourage you to really take this time to yourself. I want to share with you how reframing can impact our lives. Many of us have automatic thoughts, those ingrained patterns of thinking can be negative or limiting. These thoughts can sound like, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this. But what if we can challenge these thoughts? What if we could shift our perspective and see things differently? And that's where reframing comes in. Think about a situation in your life where you felt stuck. Maybe at work, in a relationship, or even with yourself. As you begin to hold this situation in your mind, I'd like you to consider how you've been viewing it. What are the thoughts that come up? Are they supportive? Or do they feel like barriers? And just a gentle reminder, that as you begin to breathe and reflect on your thoughts, try not to be too hard on yourself or on others. Everybody's going through their own struggle, whether you hear about it or not. And just breathing in and out through our nostrils. And as you begin to reflect on those thoughts and emotions that come up, I'd like to share a personal story with you. I'm currently working in the Human Resources Department in a large healthcare company here in Hawaii. The work itself isn't the issue, but I found myself struggling with the environment. the noise, the gossip, the feeling that I can't connect with anyone. And it was really starting to get to me. I even began to dread going into the office every day. But when I spoke to my parents, they offered me a perspective that completely reframed the way I was thinking. They reminded me that I'm not there to make friends or even to be liked. I'm there to achieve my goals, to build towards something greater. And they helped me to see that this job is just a stepping stone, a means to an end. It's not forever, and I don't need to let the negativity around me affect my own energy and affect the way I choose to show up. Given my current situation, think about your own situation again and ask yourself, how might I look at this differently? What's another way to view this that can help me move forward? Not necessarily wanting to change or trying to change the situation, but just shifting it to a different mindset and giving a different meaning to it. Perhaps there's an opportunity there that you haven't seen yet. Maybe there's a way to shift your focus from what's challenging to what's possible. Continuing to reflect and just to breathe. Being present in the moment. And allowing yourself to be in solitude. Reframing doesn't mean ignoring the difficulties or pretending that everything is fine. It's about finding a perspective that supports your growth and your well-being. It's about stepping out of your automatic thoughts and seeing the situation from a new angle. One that opens possibilities rather than closing them down. Now take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, imagine releasing any negative or limiting thoughts that's been weighing you down. Let them go, knowing that you have the power to reframe them, to see them differently. With each breath, allow yourself to feel lighter and more open to new perspectives. Reframing is a practice just like mindfulness. It takes time and intention. But the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. Start with small situations and see how changing your perspective can make a difference. And remember that it's not about denying challenges, but about approaching them with a mindset that supports growth and resilience. And as we begin to close today's practice, I want to thank you for joining me in this meditation and exploring what reframing is. I hope that this practice helps you to see your life and the challenges in a new light. If you have any questions or would like to share your own thoughts, experiences about framing, or anything at all, feel free to reach out to me via email. You'll find my email down below in the description box. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please feel free to explore my other episodes where we dive deep into more topics that support your journey of self-discovery and growth. Until next time, take care.